bear my sorrow or my blame. A gentle stranger came and took me by the hand, and somehow every care departed when he came. So filled with wonder, my heart still thrills to know the gentle stranger who loved me so. My Lord forever, my King he'll always be, the gentle stranger from Galilee. As he whispered low, such things I'd long to know. My heart rejoiced to know the wonder of his grace. I've learned to love him so, and this I surely know. He'll be no stranger when I see him face to face. So filled with wonder, my heart still thrills to know the gentle stranger who loved me so. My Lord my King, he'll always be, the gentle stranger from Galilee, the gentle stranger from Galilee.
Please kneel with me in a word of prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, we are thankful for all that you have given unto us this night and for the care and the concern that you have shown in our lives. We're thankful for the wonderful spirit that we have experienced during our song service and during the sermons and the time we've spent together in the prayer service. We're thankful for the comfort and the peace that you've given to us. We pray to properly use all those great and marvelous gifts. This evening we pray for our brother as he is going to stand before us. We ask that you will strengthen him with your spirit. We pray, Father, that you give to him the message of freedom of speech and an ability to communicate his message to us. Lord, we do pray for the gentleman who will come forth, the brother to be administered to, that he will find relief from his problems, strengthen him and comfort him in his life. We ask now that you will take the service into your hand, send your spirit upon each one of us. We do ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amados hermanos y hermanas, todos tengan muy buenas noches. En estos momentos vamos a entonar dos cantos especiales.
Hey, good evening, brothers and sisters. We're going to sing two songs.
El primer canto lleva por título Yo quisiera hablarte del amor de Cristo.
This song talks about the love of God to the people.
Quisiera hablarte del amor de Cristo, pues en él hallé un amigo fuerte y fiel. Por su gracia transformó mi vida entera. Lo que en esta vida soy lo debo a él. Nadie pudo amarme como Cristo. Es incomparable su amistad. Solo Él pudo redimirme del pecado. Por su amor y su bondad, mi alma estaba llena de ayes y tristeza, llena estaba de miserias y dolor. Con ternura Cristo me tendió la mano me guió por el sendero del amor. Nadie pudo amarme como Cristo. Es incomparable su amistad. Solo Él pudo redimirme del pecado. Por su amor y su bondad, cada día viene a darme nuevo aliento, y mi corazón infunde dulce paz. No comprenderé por qué vino a salvarme, hasta que en el cielo pueda ver su paz. Nadie pudo amarme como Cristo. Es incomparable su amistad. Solo Él pudo redimirme del pecado. Por su amor y su bondad.
El segundo canto lleva por título De tal manera me amó.
This second song speak about in what way God loves us.
Crucificado por mí fue Jesús, de tal manera me amó. Sin murmurar fue llevado a la cruz, de tal manera me amó, de tal manera me amó, de tal manera me amó. Cristo en la cruz del Calvario murió, de tal manera me amó. El inocente Cordero de Dios, de tal manera me amó, que por salvarme sufrió muerte atroz, de tal manera me amó, de tal manera me amó, de tal manera me amó. Cristo en la cruz del Calvario murió, de tal manera me amó, en mi lugar padeció aflicción,
de tal manera me amó. Ya consumó mi eterna salvación, de tal manera me amó. De tal manera me amó. De tal manera me amó. Cristo en la cruz del Calvario murió. De tal manera me amó.
Trying to translate for him the other night, and our brother was reading scriptures. I believe it was Brother Steve, and he mentioned one. I think it was Isaiah 53, I think it was, and I didn't tell him which one it was. He turned right to it. So he's learning some English, so if you don't want him to know what you're saying, you gotta watch out. Okay. I have a great pleasure to present to you Evangelist Placido Coyoc Yam. I've known him my own life, about 10 years, I guess. And I respect him as much as I do anyone else that I know. Would you please give your careful attention? Brother Don is going to translate for him this evening.
Pray for him.
Mis muy amados en el Señor, Jesús.
My dear brothers in Jesus Christ,
una vez más, tenga muy buenas noches.
Once more, I wish you good evening.
Estoy complacido en esta noche.
I'm very grateful for this pleasure to be with you this evening.
Para servir a nuestro Dios.
To serve our Lord.
Hemos escuchado muchos testimonios.
We've heard many testimonies
de nuestros hermanos y hermanas
from our brothers and sisters.
Entonces, hemos aprendido mucho de Dios.
And we've learned much of the ways of God.
Y eso nos inspira para servir a Dios en todo momento.
In this way, we're able to serve the Lord in each moment.
Por eso siempre nosotros en México estamos orando siempre por cada uno de ustedes.
For this reason, we in Mexico are praying for each one of you.
Para el bienestar material y espiritual de cada uno de ustedes.
For your temporal and your spiritual welfare.
Y estamos orando siempre por nuestros amados hermanos que se encuentran enfermos, los niños, los ancianitos y ancianitas, todos.
We're always praying for those that are sick, for your little children, for the elderly.
Esta noche vamos a estudiar la palabra del Señor.
This evening we'll be studying the Word of God.
El mensaje de la palabra del Señor se titula Firmeza Cristiana.
The message that we have this evening in the Lord is Christian firmness in the faith.
Pienso de que esta noche para mí es un gran testimonio que Dios me dio estas escrituras para compartir con ustedes.
To me, it's a great testimony that the Lord has given me these scriptures to share with you this evening.
Porque desde mi nación, en mi casa, estuve estudiando, pensando acerca del mensaje de esta noche.
While I was yet in my country, I was thinking about this message that I would bring this evening.
Estaba comenzando a notar algunas palabras.
I was beginning to write a few words.
Algunas palabras para compartir con ustedes.
To share with you.
Al leer la Biblia.
I was reading in the Bible.
Encontré el pasaje que se encuentra en Filipenses, capítulo 1, versículo 3.
There was given to me this passage in the book of Philippians, in the Capítulo
1, versículo 3 al 6.
In chapter 1 of Philippians, verses 3 to 6, through 6.
Y después 8 al 10.
And later 8 through 10.
Entonces, pues no, no seguí anotando mis palabras porque son las palabras que quiero compartir con ustedes esta noche, las palabras del apóstol Pablo a los Filipos.
I didn't need to continue writing my own words, the thoughts that had come to me, because I found in these words of the apostle Paul to the Philippians the very message that the Lord had placed upon my mind. I'm going to read these verses 3 through 6 and then 8 through 10. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And now verse 8. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of the Lord.
Igual, yes. Muy bien. Amados hermanos,
dear brothers and sisters,
el versículo tres,
the third verse,
es mi mismo pensamiento,
is my exact thought concerning you.
Porque siempre estoy orando por cada uno de ustedes.
Because I'm always praying for each one of you.
Y también no es nuevo, sino que desde cuando nuestro amado hermano Leo Yates estuvo con nosotros en México.
And this is nothing of recent time. It began when our brother Leon Yates came to Mexico.
Nos suplicó que oremos por cada uno de ustedes.
He pleaded with us that we would pray for each of you here in this land.
Por eso todo el tiempo estamos orando por ustedes, yo con mi familia y los demás hermanos en otras iglesias.
And for this reason, myself and my family and other brothers and sisters in the other churches of Yucatán are praying for you.
¿Por qué estamos orando siempre?
Why are we always praying?
Es para que tengamos más acercamiento, una unión entre todos nosotros, porque somos un pueblo de Dios.
It is because we desire to have a greater unity among ourselves, because we are the children of God.
Sabemos que la obra de Dios acá en los Estados Unidos va a crecer también.
We understand that the work of God here in the United States must be growing as well.
Como también en México.
As we know in Mexico.
Entonces, también estamos orando para que haya una mente más fundada sobre el Evangelio de Cristo.
We're also praying that we will all have a mind that is more founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
En el versículo 10 dice que el apóstol Pablo estaba diciendo a los Filipos.
In the 10th verse, the apostle Paul is speaking to the Philippians.
La razón en que él estaba orando es para que ellos puedan aprobar lo mejor. Es lo mismo que estoy pensando por ustedes.
He was praying that the Philippians would attain to the things which are more excellent. And this is our prayer for each of you.
Hoy estoy muy complacido porque ustedes han aprobado lo mejor.
Today, I'm very happy because I realize that you have attained that which is best.
Han conocido el poder de Dios.
You've known the power of God.
Por esta razón, constante estamos orando por ustedes, y Dios ha hecho su milagro en medio de ustedes.
For this we have been praying for you, and we recognize that God has worked his miracle in your lives.
Y también nosotros allá, allá en México está creciendo la obra del Señor.
With us in Mexico, the work of God is growing as well.
Especialmente la juventud de allá están muy animados para servir a Dios.
Especially the youth and the young people are really enthusiastic about the Word of God.
Y estoy muy complacido en ver que acá también los jóvenes, hay nuevos jóvenes que ya se acercaron para escuchar la palabra del Señor.
And here I'm very happy to see that we have many young people and new young people that are drawing closer to the Lord.
Y es una prueba de que hemos aprobado algo mejor.
That we've attained something better.
Ahora, después de aprobar lo mejor, después de escuchar los testimonios,
and after we attain that which is better, and after we listen to the good testimonies,
¿qué más necesitamos hacer?
What more do we need to do?
Vamos a ver en Éxodo capítulo 14, versículo 13 y 14.
Let's look in Exodus in chapter 14. Chapter 14 of Exodus, verses 13 and 14. I'm going to read these verses 13 and 14. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still. In Spanish it says, stand firm. And that's his subject. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. In Spanish it says, you shall live in tranquility.
Cuando el pueblo de Israel llegaron en la orilla del Mar Rojo,
when the children of Israel arrived at the edge of the Red Sea,
ellos tuvieron temor porque estaban viendo que los enemigos estaban acercándose a ellos.
They were fearful. They were filled with fear, for they saw their enemies coming.
Pero ¿qué dijo Moisés?
But what did Moses say to them?
En el versículo 13 nos dice, dijo así, no temáis, estad firmes.
Moses said to them, don't fear, be firm.
Y ved la salvación de Jehová hará hoy con vosotros, porque los egipcios que hoy habéis visto nunca más para siempre los veréis.
And see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever.
Amados hermanos, hoy estamos en los últimos días.
Dear brothers and sisters, today we live in the last times.
Estamos conociendo el tiempo de la venida de nuestro Señor Jesucristo se acerca.
We are seeing about us that the day of the Lord is drawing near.
Entonces, ¿qué debemos de hacer?
And so what must we do?
Vamos a estar firmes.
Let's be firm.
Para ver la salvación de Dios.
That we might see the salvation of God.
Porque Dios nos va a ayudar siempre.
Because God is going to help us always.
Él nos va a dar tranquilidad y paz.
He's going to give us peace and tranquility.
Hoy en este tiempo tenemos muchos problemas, ¿verdad?
In this time we have a lot of problems in our lives.
Pero está cerca el día que Dios nos va a traer la paz.
But the day is rapidly coming when God is going to give to us the peace. The tranquility.
Vamos a continuar en Primera de Corintios.
Let's read now in 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. Versículos.
Primera de Corintios. 58.
We're going to read verse 58. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Verse 58. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to read this verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
El apóstol Pablo,
the apostle Paul spoke.
Habló acerca de la firmeza.
Spoke about the firmness we must have.
La firmeza, ¿cómo debe ser? Constante.
Our firmness must
todo
be
tiempo.
Must be constant all the time.
Para que crezca la obra de Dios.
That the work of God would grow.
Si no tenemos firmeza, la obra de Dios va a desvanecer.
If we don't have that firmness in Jesus Christ and in God, the work of God will diminish.
Hoy hay muchas tentaciones en el mundo.
Today there are many temptations in the world.
El diablo es como un león, anda rugiendo en pos de nosotros.
The devil's like a lion walking among us.
Por eso debemos de prepararnos más cada día espiritualmente.
So we have to prepare ourselves each day spiritually.
Para vencer nuestro enemigo Satanás.
That we might conquer our enemy Satan.
Por eso el apóstol Pablo dijo así, así hermanos míos amados, estad firmes y constantes, creciendo en la obra del Señor, siempre sabiendo que vuestro trabajo en el Señor no es en vano.
And for this reason, the apostle Paul spoke to those people and he said that they must be steadfast and unmovable, firm, constant in the faith, always growing, abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Vamos a continuar en el capítulo 16, versículo 13.
Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, one verse, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. I'll read this verse. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong.
¿Qué más debemos de hacer?
What more must we do?
Aquí nos dice, velad y estar firmes.
Here it tells us we must be watchful and we must be firm.
¿Cómo es velar? ¿No dormir?
What is being watchful? Is it sleeping?
No.
No.
Sino orando constantemente.
It's constantly praying.
Sirviendo a Dios con todo nuestro ánimo.
It's serving the Lord with all of our desire and enthusiasm.
Ayunando siempre.
Fasting always.
Para que el espíritu maligno se aleje de nosotros.
That the evil spirit would remove itself from us.
Así solamente podemos estar firmes.
Only in this way can we be firm.
Y velar.
Watchful.
Muy bien. Vamos a continuar en Gálatas, capítulo 5.
Let's continue in Galatians, chapter 5. Versículo 1.
Sí.
Galatians, chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
El apóstol Pablo,
the apostle Paul,
siempre habla de la firmeza.
Is always speaking about the firmness we must have.
Una firmeza en la libertad de Cristo.
A firmness in the liberty of Jesus Christ.
Libres para hacer la voluntad de Dios.
Free to do the will of God.
No libres para hacer las cosas del mundo.
Not a liberty to do the things of the world.
Porque las cosas del mundo no permanecen, sino desvanecen.
Because the things of this world are not going to remain, they're going to disappear.
Lo que da el mundo es la esclavitud del pecado.
The thing that the world offers to us, it is slavery to sin.
Gracias a Dios que hoy nosotros no estamos bajo la esclavitud del pecado.
Thanks be to God that we're not underneath the slavery of sin.
Hoy estamos libres para servir a nuestro Dios con todo nuestro corazón.
We're free to serve the Lord with all our hearts.
Vamos a continuar en Efesios capítulo 6, versículo 13.
Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 13. All you young people are familiar with this verse. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13.
6:13.
I'm going to read it. Verse 13 says, that wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
El apóstol Pablo habla de una armadura.
The apostle Paul spoke of an armor.
Pero la armadura no es una armadura material.
But it isn't a material, physical armor.
Es una armadura espiritual.
It's a spiritual armor.
De lo que hemos hablado, las oraciones constantes en la oración, constantes en servir al Señor.
As we've been saying, constantly praying to the Lord, constantly fasting, constantly seeking His will.
Para que el mal se aleje de nosotros.
That the evil power would remove itself from us.
Esa es la armadura que debemos de tener para deshacer todas las acechanzas del diablo.
This is the kind of armor we need to undo all of the things of our enemy Satan.
Vamos a buscar en Segunda de Tesalonicenses 2:15.
We're going to read now in 2 Thessalonians
2:15.
Chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. I'll read this verse. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. In Spanish, be firm. And hold the traditions. In Spanish it says doctrine. And hold the doctrines which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle.
El apóstol Pablo sigue hablando de la firmeza que debemos de tener.
The apostle Paul continues to speak about this firmness that we must have.
¿Por qué debemos de tener la firmeza?
Why do we need such firmness?
Es para retener la doctrina de Cristo.
It's that we can retain the doctrine of Jesus Christ.
Hay muchas personas que andan en el mundo hoy.
There are a lot of people that are walking in the world today.
Para enseñar otras doctrinas.
Teaching other doctrines.
Contrario al Evangelio de Cristo.
That are in opposition to the doctrine and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Por esta razón nosotros necesitamos.
For this reason,
siempre.
We need to prepare ourselves always.
Entonces, debemos de retener la doctrina de Cristo. Lo que hemos aprendido, no olvidar siempre.
We have to retain the pure doctrine of Jesus Christ that we've received.
Hermanos míos,
dear brothers,
nunca debemos de olvidar nuestros principios. El principio del Evangelio nunca debemos de olvidar.
We can never forget the beginnings, the foundation of the principles of the gospel.
Pero el mal siempre trata de destruirnos siempre.
The evil power is always trying to destroy us.
Hoy tenemos un trabajo.
Today we have a great work.
Tenemos que cuidar esta doctrina.
We need to watch over this doctrine.
En nuestro corazón.
In our hearts.
Para enseñar a nuestros hijos.
To teach our children.
Para enseñar a nuestros nietos.
To teach our grandchildren.
Para enseñar a nuestros vecinos.
Our neighbors.
Para enseñar a nuestros amigos.
To teach our friends.
Y así podemos ser la luz del mundo.
And only in this way can we be the light of the world.
Enseñando la palabra de Dios.
Teaching the word of God.
Y haciendo la obra de Dios.
And doing the work of God.
Para que los demás puedan creer el Evangelio.
That others might be able to believe in His gospel.
Por medio de nuestras buenas obras.
Because of our good works.
Por eso necesitamos mucho orar a Dios.
For this reason we need much to be praying to God.
Para que nos dé fortaleza.
That he'll strengthen us.
Que nos dé sabiduría.
That he'll give us wisdom.
E inteligencia.
Intelligence.
Para luchar contra el mal.
To fight against the evil.
Muy bien. Vamos a buscar en Hebreos capítulo 10.
We're going to read
23.
In Hebrews chapter 10.
Hebreos 10:23.
23. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. I'm going to read this verse. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
La palabra de Dios nos dice que debemos de mantenernos firmes.
The Word of God tells us we have to maintain ourselves firm, steadfast,
sin cambiar,
without changing
lo que hemos aprendido de
what
Dios.
We have learned of God.
Y debemos de ser fieles siempre al Señor.
And we always have to be faithful to our Lord.
Porque tenemos una esperanza.
Because we have a hope.
La vida eterna es la esperanza que estamos esperando siempre.
Our hope is in the eternal life.
Algún día Dios va a venir para juzgar el mundo.
One day our God will return to judge the world.
Si estamos preparados,
if we're prepared,
nos recompensará con una vida eterna.
He will grant unto us eternal life.
¿Qué pasaría si nosotros no cuidamos esta doctrina de
Cristo? What would happen if we didn't maintain and keep unto ourselves this doctrine?
Seremos desechados en la presencia de Dios.
We would be cast out of the presence of God.
Por eso necesitamos seguir la firmeza.
For this reason we need to be steadfast, unmovable.
Firmes en la fe.
Firm in the faith that we have.
Reteniendo siempre la doctrina de Cristo.
Retaining always the pure doctrine of Jesus Christ.
Muy bien. Vamos a ver en el libro de Mormón.
We're going to read now in the book of Helaman, in chapter 2 of the book of Helaman. Again, one verse. It's on page 557. On page 557, chapter 2 of Helaman.
Podemos leer 74 y 75.
We'll read two verses, 74 and 75. And now, my sons, remember. Remember that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, which is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation. That when the devil shall send forth his mighty winds, yea, his shafts and the whirlwind, yea, when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, it shall have no power over you to drag you down to the gulf of misery and endless woe, because of a rock upon which ye are built, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon, if men build, they cannot fall.
Amados hermanos,
dear brothers,
a pesar de tantos problemas que existen en este mundo que ustedes lo saben,
as you well know, there are a multitude of problems we face in this world.
¿Qué debemos de hacer?
What must we do?
La palabra de Dios nos dice que debemos de edificarnos sobre el fundamento.
The Word of God says we've got to build ourselves upon, establish ourselves upon this fundamental.
¿Quién es el fundamento?
What is this fundamental, this principle?
Es Cristo Jesús.
It's Jesus Christ.
Nunca debemos de alejarnos de él.
We can never remove ourselves away from him.
Dice la palabra de Dios que el diablo va a desencadenar impetuosos vientos para deshacernos de Dios.
We read here that the devil is going to send forth powerful mighty winds that he might take us away from God.
Hoy es el tiempo.
This is that day.
Por eso debemos estar más unidos en oración.
For this reason we need to be more united in prayer.
En servir a Dios.
In service to God.
Y ayunar.
In fasting.
Así solamente podemos vencer el mal.
Only in this way are we going to be able to conquer the evil.
Hay muchas enseñanzas, como lo he mencionado anteriormente.
There are many teachings which we have mentioned already.
Enseñanzas en contra de la Iglesia de Cristo.
Teachings in against, in opposition to the doctrine of Jesus Christ and the Church of Christ.
En México hay muchas personas que odian la Iglesia de Cristo.
In Mexico, there are many people that hate the Church of Christ.
Quieren destruir la obra de Dios.
They desire to destroy the work of God.
Pero nosotros sabemos que no van a poder destruir la obra de Dios.
We know they're not going to be able to destroy the work of God,
sino que ellos van a ser destruidos por Dios.
It is they who shall be destroyed by God.
Por eso debemos de continuar en el fundamento que
es
Cristo
Jesús. We must continue in the principles of Jesus Christ.
Hoy ha comenzado Satanás de desviar a la gente del mundo.
Today, Satan has begun to attack the people of this world.
Especialmente entre nosotros que creemos en el Señor.
Especially those that believe in the Lord.
Hay muchas tentaciones.
There are many temptations.
No solamente a la juventud, sino
not just for young people.
A toda persona.
Everyone.
Pero estoy dando gracias a Dios que hay jóvenes fuertes para servir al Señor.
I'm giving thanks to God that we have strong young people that are able to serve the Lord.
En México estamos recibiendo las bendiciones del Señor.
In Mexico we're receiving such blessings of the Lord.
Que tenemos jóvenes que nos están ayudando en esta obra.
We have young people that are helping us in this great work.
Y acá estoy viendo también.
And here I'm seeing the same thing.
Eso me hace pensar de que estamos llegando a la firmeza.
This makes me believe that we are achieving that firmness.
Y vamos a continuar.
And let's continue.
Amados hermanos.
Your brothers and sisters.
Muchas gracias por su atención.
Thank you for your attention.
Estoy muy complacido siempre de
I'm
visitarles.
Very happy always.
Y agradeciendo a cada uno de ustedes. Agradeciendo a cada uno de ustedes.
He's thankful to each one of you.
Por la oportunidad que me han concedido estar con ustedes.
For this opportunity you've given me to be with you.
Porque yo solo no puedo estar con ustedes.
Because alone I couldn't be here with you.
Gracias a cada uno de ustedes por sus diezmos y sus ofrendas y todo lo que hacen, sus esfuerzos.
Thank you for each one of you for your tithing and your offerings and all that you've done.
Nuestro Dios les va a bendecir grandemente.
God is going to bless you greatly.
He recibido muchos favores de ustedes.
I've received many favors from you.
Porque hoy estoy viendo de que hay más hermanos.
Today I'm seeing that there are many brethren present.
Quise dar mi testimonio en la mañana, pero vi que había pocos hermanos.
I was going to give my testimony this morning, but there were just a few of us here this morning.
Yo quisiera que todos oigan este testimonio.
I would like that all the church would be able to hear my testimony
que Dios me ha dado.
That God has given to me.
Y debo compartir con ustedes.
And I'd like to share it with you.
Para que todos puedan saber
that all of you might know
que el trabajo de ustedes no es en vano.
That your work and efforts are not in vain.
Que Dios los bendiga.
May God bless you.
Y muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Now we're going to ask you now to turn to 223. Did I say 223? I hope so. 223. Would you please stand?
Thank you.
Please bow your heads. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful again this evening for hearing the message of Thy Word and for the necessity to be firm upon the gospel and the principles and our Savior Jesus Christ. And we ask and pray that in these last days that You will raise us up as a people, that we may be a light unto this world. We ask this and pray it, Lord, and ask that You bless our young people, that You will strengthen our elderly, that You will comfort those who stand in need of comfort, that You will call out to those who are discouraged, that You will bless Your ministry and give to them a tongue of fire and power to preach to Your people. We ask for Thy blessings upon each and every one who is out in the world and hungering and thirsting after the truth. We ask these favors in Christ's name. Amen.